Hi, Michael.
Yes, doctor.
What's on your mind, sir?
You mentioned penicillin. My sister and I, back in 39 and 40, which was, it was experimental then, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, no, that was more like the early 40s, because it was used during
the doctor, 1 o'clock in the morning, came and stabbed both sister and I with penicillin because we had the pink ear.
Okay.
So, does it accumulate in the body and last so long, particularly if maybe you get it for 3 months?
I don't know how long it lasts, sir, but it's not going to last forever. I suppose there could be some tiny residue of it 3 months later.
Anyway, my question is, what in the body or the back keeps you upright, in other words, from bending from side to side? Is it a strap of something or a nerve? Or I know there's a name for it.
No, wait, something that keeps us from bending to side, from side to side?
Leaning to side to side. In other words, when you walk, you notice, or you look in the mirror, you notice you're a little, bent over one way or the other. There's a name for it, isn't there?
I'm trying to think of one, sir, because usually when we're getting a little bent over, and we're usually in our 60s, 70s, or 80s, what's usually going on is that our bone density in the spine isn't as good, and the other structures that hold that spine together are getting weaker. A lot of that, oddly enough, has to do with the estrogens for ladies and the testosterone for guys, because I've noticed that particularly the women who got started on bioidentical hormone replacement sooner than us guys did, even who are in their 70s and 80s, they're still upright. They're not tilting one direction or the other, sir. However,
I'm still upright, but it's right to left that I've got trouble.
The other thing I'd be wondering about then, sir, in addition to the, again, the bone density and the structures that support the spine, is the what's called just the equilibrium center, which is in the ear, as you probably know, and just maybe that center that controls equilibrium isn't doing so good. Now, there is something that's been used in folk medicine for years for helping us to have better equilibrium, and it's so simple, it's just ginger root tea. And so sometimes people who are having these balance problems, they just get on to drinking 2-3 cups of ginger root tea a day, and it just gradually goes away, seriously, and it's under control while they use the ginger root tea, and then they quit, and sometimes it comes back, and sometimes it's gone.
But also when I move to the right, or bend to the right, just a shade, I get this horrible pain in my left breast, or below that, I guess, where you've got that last set of ribs, and I don't know what, if that has anything to do with it or not.
Yes, it could, sir, because that's the sort of thing I'll usually send folks off to see a good chiropractor about, and a good chiropractor, they can definitely tell you about the strength of that spine just by taking a look at their x-rays. Now, they got to do x-rays, I understand, but nobody ever gets cancer of the spine from a chiropractor x-ray, so don't worry about it.
Well, he did x-rays, but I think I jumped out the door before I heard him as far as what it was. But was it stenosis or some funny name? I don't know. But, I thank you, doctor.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you very much for calling.